yesterday we talked about doing everything on God's terms and having God answer our prayer on His terms. And we talked about the three-sided cage, and we talked about how everything is about relationship. And I think within the Catholic concepts, these are important things to understand, because too often I hear people define everything not in relationship, but in behavior. In behavior, our behavior is influenced by our relationship with Christ. Our behavior is influenced by that relationship. But if we take the relationship away from it and focus on behavior, then we lose a sense of why we're doing what we're doing, and there's no roots there. Because our roots are in our relationship with Christ, who transforms us, who leads us to a deeper understanding, who leads us to a deeper reality of who we are. And remember, our faith is really about anthropology. And the reason why I say this, atheists will say something similar, but actually I mean it from a different perspective. Our faith is about anthropology. Jesus came to teach us not only who God is, but who we are, because He taught us who we are in relationship to who God is. Remember that powerful prologue of John. If you don't know it, go read it. The prologue of John is the first chapter of John, the Gospel of John. And you can read that John is so excited about what they've discovered. They've discovered this light that shines in the darkness. They've discovered this powerful truth. And they look at this powerful truth. Why? Because this powerful truth teaches them more about who they are. Things that they couldn't learn from the Romans, things that are building upon what they learned from the Jews. It's a powerful truth, things that they couldn't learn from the Greeks. One of the important things to understand, and I was, my latest article interview was actually on spiritual friendship, which you heard actually on the show a couple weeks ago, and from John Cutterback. And he talks about the philosophy of Aristotle, and then he talks about the philosophy and theology of Aquinas. Now, Aquinas built on the philosophy of Aristotle, but Aristotle did not understand the world the way we do, because he was a pagan. And he was a pagan because he lived 200 years before Christ, and he wasn't Jewish. He was Greek. So now we take that rational principle that came from Aristotle, and we put it into that spiritual principle that comes from Christ that Aquinas recognized. And now we have that deeper understanding of who we truly are. And we see a hint of that, obviously 1,200 years before Aquinas, but that hint of that from the Gospel of John. But don't forget, the Gospel of John was not influenced by Aquinas, but Aquinas was influenced by the Gospel of John. So we understand that whole deeper understanding. And so we see ourselves with this profound truth of who we truly are. And that understanding of who we truly are is growing all the time. That's why the relationship is so important. I had an interesting experience this week. And I was listening to a Catholic radio show, and one of the things that they were talking about is examination of conscience. Now, examination of conscience is extremely important. It's to look at where I've succeeded in my day or in my week or whatever, or since the last time I went to confession, and where I've failed in my day, in my week, or since the last time I went to confession. And so that's an examination of conscience. But, you know, for some reason, the ones that I look at, the ones that are often, the ones that you see all the time, I just don't, there's something about them I don't like. I never been able to put my finger on it. Something about it I don't like, until this week when I listened to this examination of conscience, and it's the typical one, you know, and it was, you know, have I gossiped this week? Have I said anything that isn't true this week? Have I eaten too much this week? All these things. And what struck me, and I said, that's it. That's why I don't like them, is you can be an atheist and follow an examination of conscience the way they're in the church. right? In many, not all of them, but some of them, you can be an atheist. And that's it. That's what's wrong. Nothing on atheism, but why do I have this examination of conscience that I could hand to Bertrand Russell, who is one of the most famous atheists who despised Christianity, and handed to Bertrand Russell, and he'd look at that and say, well, you're right. You know, meaning, yeah, we shouldn't do any of these things. But he's an atheist. And finally, I realized, because the saints called us to do everything in relationship to Christ. So the question is, how has my relationship to Christ been this week? And have I acted in a way that showed my love for Christ? And have I acted in a way that showed that I need to grow in my love for Christ? So that was the grounding point. I went, that's it. That is the point. It really struck me really well. For example, so I realized that in our Catholic faith, you know, and I understand this, but it was like, that is it in regards to examination of conscience. Don't build an examination of conscience that does not separate you from the atheists. Now, what am I saying? The atheists are great people. Many atheists are great people. Our standard is higher. It's got to be a higher standard, because our standard is what leads us to love God more, as opposed to what leads us to have good behavior. So maybe a better way of putting this is that we're called to love God and neighbor, where an atheist, if he wants to take those rules, would only be focused on loving neighbor, not on loving God, because he doesn't believe in the God that we're called to love. So his focus would be on strictly interpersonal relationships. Well, okay, so that should be a standard for us. But then building upon it, what we need to do in light of our love of God. So obviously, you know, one question would be, this would be a great example. Have I prayed today? Okay, good. But maybe a better issue would be, how have I prayed today? Not just have I prayed today, but how have I prayed today? And how has my prayer affected my relationship with others? Now we're grounding that in something that is deeper than just simple behavior. And that's really got to be it. How has my prayer affected my relationship with others? How has my prayer affected what I do today? A powerful way of looking at things, and it's different than necessarily what we understand just by strictly behavior issues. Okay, you know, whether I'm doing the right thing or whatever the case may be. We'll talk more on the other side of the break. You're listening to the Voice of St. Anthony Parish, Smalls, Massachusetts, right here on WROL 950 AM, 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. We'll be right back right after this. Have you ever wanted to read the Bible but didn't know which readings to check out? Well, how about looking at the Church's daily readings? You can find them at the website of the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops. Just go to bible.usccb.org and click on the date that pops up on that page. There are other options on that page as well. That is bible.usccb.org, and click on the date and you will see the daily readings for your own prayer and study of the Bible. This is a prayerful tip from St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. And don't forget our website, CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. And you can check the website. You can also use that to join our Substack newsletter. You can check out the blog. You can read some of the articles I discuss on the show. You can listen to the archives of the program. You can give us feedback. You can donate to the show if you feel the show is touching your heart, and we'd appreciate that. There's also the address there. If you'd like to send a comment or a question by U.S. Postal Service address, you can do that. If you don't know what it is, it's 43 Holton, H-O-L-T-O-N, Holton Street, Alston, Massachusetts, 02134. 43 Holton Street, Alston, Massachusetts, 02134. And you can do all that at CatholicAudioMedia.com. So we're talking about that understanding that everything we do is in relationship. And if we separate what we do from relationship, we may actually walk down the path of seeing our relationship, our relationship with God on our terms, not on His terms. And that is always a mistake. So that prayer relationship starts first. And as I said, that whole thing about what is it about examination of consciences that you see in, you know, different places? I said, what is it that bothered me? And finally, I realized it is not rooted in our relationship with Christ so much. It's rooted in certain behaviors that are there, that are important for us to avoid, but we want to see everything within the context of our prayer and our relationship with Christ. So we want to do everything there. That's what, that has to be everything we do in relationship. So what is it the Lord is calling us to do? So, for example, remember at the beginning of our Mass, we always have that, what is known as the Confiteor in Latin. It's the rite of the penitential rite, and it's all rooted within the context of prayer, but it also lists sins to be what we have done and what we have failed to do. So if you need to do something, it could even be taking out the garbage, do something and you don't feel like doing it, if you bring it within the context of relationship and say, Lord, I'm doing this out of love for you, even though I have no desire to do this right now, that changes that whole concept. That changes everything than just a simple, well, I'm supposed to bring out the garbage, so I'm going to bring out the garbage. Do you understand that concept? So that's something we really need to understand, that relationship, because the more we deepen that and the more we bring that in, the more we accept things on God's terms, not on our terms. And that's what we're called to do. And that deepens our faith in Christ. And that leads us to be greater witnesses, because we are not doing things good. You know, we're not trying to do good things because that's what we're supposed to do. That's the standard, so to speak. We're trying to do good things in honor of God, and we're trying to honor God in all we do. That's our ultimate goal, because we're called to be ambassadors for the kingdom. We'll talk more tomorrow. In the meantime, have yourself a blessed day, and we will be back tomorrow at 3:00 in the afternoon here on WROL. We continue to update our website at CatholicAudioMedia.com, and now you can subscribe to our Substack newsletter and webpage. Just click on the button that says Join Us at Substack, and there you can subscribe, or just click the option to visit the newsletter webpage without subscribing. More options from CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com, where you can also contact us, you can send us feedback, you can send us prayer requests, all at CatholicAudioMedia.com. In Cristo vivimos.